In 2001, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These people promptly escaped from a maximum security prison to the safe haven of the internet. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as ATS moderators. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them sober, maybe you can hire the Mob Squad.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Modcast. With us this evening, we have Advisor. Hello.
Hey.
We have Intrepid. Hi.
Good day, folks.
Hi. Gauto.
Hello.
Maria Stardust, how are you doing?
Oh, just fine. Hello, everyone.
Semper Fortis, how's it going?
Hey, what's up, guys?
And the one and only Mirthful Me, how are you doing?
Greetings, all humans.
Okay, Blossom Goodwild.
Oh, God.
Discuss.
Sucks, I gotta miss that one.
Yeah, I think...
Mirthful, go on.
I was gonna say, that's my cue to, like, go get a drink, make dinner, right. You know, fill out a few postcards.
All right, instead of saying Blossom Goodchild, let's call it.
Well, are we going to tie GFL and Blossom Goodchild together?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Yeah, dude. Let's get all the painful stuff over, you know, all at once. And I don't follow those threads very closely myself. But what always disturbs me is this knee-jerk reaction to pile on to these predictions or these events that are perceived to be happening in the near future, and it's just a viral progression with these videos and posts, and it just seems to get out of control. And I think that the problem I see with it is just that at some time it's going to obscure something real. And I always just shake my head that people are so ready to just jump in with both feet instead of looking at it with just a, you know, something of a cautionary viewpoint.
Murphle, I think what you're getting, at least it's my view on this, people want to believe in something, and they want to believe in something so badly that they will grasp at, some people will just grasp at anything. And when you start dealing with a younger crowd of people, more impressionable and more easily led, then I think that's what you get.
Yeah. Here's what I don't understand about this whole Blossom Goodchild thing, is that it was obviously a marketing scam. I mean, all she was out to do was make a buck, and people ate it up. I just don't get it.
Well, it was obvious to you, Maria. I just don't think it was quite that obvious to the people that there were people on here that I am sure sat around and cried because that thing didn't show up. You know, I think that you had people who had put huge portions of their life on hold for this thing.
I know I did. I had surface-to-air missiles waiting for that thing to show up.
And Josh, that's why I feel safe in my house, because you're out there, buddy.
Yeah. Well, it would certainly be nice if we could install some caveat emptor chips into the membership as far as some of these threads go, but I guess we'll just have to plod through them one at a time and just deal with them as they come and just hope that nobody comes up with anything that's going to happen maybe 20 years down the road that we're going to have to continually endure until that time actually comes up. At least this one was near enough in the future to where we could see that it wasn't anything that was going to happen.
Two things strike me from what's just been said. The first thing is that, is Barack Obama being elected the equivalent of the GFL spaceship showing up in terms of the reaction to it? And the second thing is that in 2012, there's going to be another election in the States, and everybody thinks that the world's going to end in 2012. So what do we make of that?
Well, first, I don't think everybody thinks the world's going to end. And two, Barack Obama being elected wasn't so much like GFL as it was like 1938 Hitler, Germany. But anyway, back on a serious
note. No, I see, Steve, I see what Stephen's saying.
You know, but Steve, to address what you're saying, I think that we're remiss. Yeah, it's a lot of work, absolutely, and there's a lot of crazies, and we have to do a lot of actions. But we would be remiss if we didn't, because if you discount everything that people believe in, one day you're going to be wrong, and we're going to close down a couple of those threads, and all of a sudden we're going to have a giant UFO over our head going, oh, my Lord, we knew about that.
Well, and that's exactly what I said is to the – I fear that this is going to obfuscate the one time – when it is real.
Okay,
and,
I got you.
And that's, you know, that's my primary concern is if we could just have a little more critical thinking early on and not allow something to go viral just for the sake of it fulfilling a belief that we may have, but just continue to look at things, and when it actually happens, I'm sure that if to draw the parallel to Barack Obama, I'm sure there was a time when considering the potential for you know, a minority to gain the highest office in this country would be considered ridiculous, but you know, obviously it has happened. And we are part of that reality, and you know, we were able to follow it and see it. But it will require some unique and definitive proof. Just like I'm sure that we're getting close to probably having some the day the Earth stood still based viral threads, you know, soon to be upon us. I mean, there's my little prediction for the evening.
That's possible. Intrepid, yeah. You have been very, very quiet about this. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. The thing is I believe in UFOs. I believe most of those are test flights of next generation aircraft, just like the triangles that we saw back in the 60s turned out to be the B-2 bombers.
Yep.
I personally do not believe that aliens are here, or have been here, or will be here. I'm not discounting it, but I don't believe it. That's just me. And the UFOs that you see, I really believe are man-made.
And something to consider is, you know, not to be overly negative, but the planet Earth has just got to be the Motel 6 of the universe. I mean, really, why would you come here and stay here, except for maybe the beef? A good steak, but I mean, other than that, I mean, there's just got to be better places to go.
Does that have something to do with cattle mutilations?
I believe that it very may well be a something of a reference to cattle mutilations. I do, and that was my PSA on behalf of the American beef industry.
Are you mad cow free now?
I think I'm mad about cows constantly.
You still can't get Kobe beef, though, and that really pisses
me
off.
How do we go from UFOs to cows?
I want
Kobe
beef.
Ask the monkey.
Well, you know, they get experimented on, don't they?
Well, and what do you mean you can't get Kobe beef? You can get Kobe, beef.
Not in the United States. You can get U.S. Kobe beef, but they banned the import of all beef products from Japan.
You leave Kobe's beef alone.
Did we just hear from a Lakers fan there? Who's touching Kobe's beef? And if it isn't a female person, I mean, damn, what are we talking about here?
Look, do I have steak fanatics on here? Does anybody know what Kobe beef is, or is it just me?
I've actually tasted it once.
Japanese beef.
I am.
They even massage the cows.
Yes, they
and
did.
Feed them beer.
Do they really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm a Kobe beef.
They feed them beer.
Intrepid wants to become a Kobe beef.
You're being fattened up by the Greys. That's what
beer
I
and massage.
You.
I don't give a shit. Knock me off in another 3 years, but that's a good 3 years.
When that light comes down from the sky for you, Intrepid, and they take you away, you'll know that you've fulfilled your ambition of being Kobe beef. Well, actually, Mirthful raised an interesting point about... Imagine for a second what the board would be like if that spaceship had have appeared.
It would have crashed the
It would
have
shot down.
I mean, was anybody online? The only comparable event I can think of is 9/11.
Hold on a second, F. You just asked the question, what it would have been like, and the first answer was it would have crashed the servers. That's a true ATS fan. She'd have been in there typing on her keyboard on ATS instead of out looking at the aliens.
Oh, hell yeah. I know which side my bread is buttered on.
Oh, yeah.
Which side is that?
I'm sorry?
Which side is that? Just ask.
The right side.
Oh, you Republican.
What?
Hey.
The right side.
The left side.
Oh, flip
the middle. Wait, where's
you're
the
good. You're good
bread?
To go for. You're good for to go for Congress now.
Ah, flip flop.
Maria Stavis is the next Sarah Palin. You heard it here first.
Oh, that's evil. That's evil. Hey, I write.
That's
the
right. Maria's much better looking than Sarah Palin.
No.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Anyway, going back to what I was talking about. Who was online at 9/11? Was anybody here actually using the net then?
I was staring at the TV.
Did you not try and get online at all? Because the internet stopped on 9/11, literally, because there was so many requests into servers to try and find out what was going on. That everything stopped.
I was glued to that MookDoo for like a month.
I've never actually talked to Americans about 9/11 as such. That must have been like hideously frightening time for you guys, because nothing like that ever happened to you before.
Actually, it did. Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, but the internet wasn't there then, was it?
No, but I don't know that the impact and the discussion occurred at the same rate it would now. I mean, I think in 2001 it was a different it was different. My first reaction was not to go home and get on the internet, even though I had, you know, internet access and a laptop and all of that. Mine was to meet with some friends, and we kind of watched things and talked about things. And
do you think that would have changed now?
Oh, definitely.
You would be on the net now, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, completely different reaction to it if it occurred now as opposed to then.
See, that ties back to what I was saying about if this spaceship had have appeared, the traffic coming through the board would have been absolutely astounding. I think you're probably right to say that the server would probably have crashed. But I'm rambling a little bit here, but it all ties together eventually, so just bear with me. You take that phenomena, you take the phenomena of the recent presidential election and the viral campaigns, and it's something that Skeptic Overlord touched on in the latest mix show. We're in a completely different world now, and that's changed over literally the course of the past 5 years, where instead of the internet being a tool that we used to play with, all of a sudden it's become a way of life. And that's reflected on the board more now. I mean, what do you guys think about that?
May I, Matt?
Oh, yeah, sure.
As one that doesn't believe in aliens being here, the thing with ATS is we are a site that has many forums, and we discuss a lot of different stuff. I see a lot of people that haven't been around for a long time. When the election came around, a lot of people came back. They wanted to get their news from here, because it's not spun by the MSN. It's a lot of different people talking about a lot of different things. And when you get that, then you can glean the truth from that.
And, you know, to go along with what you're saying, Diggs, I agree 100%, because what we are is exactly what Bill has reiterated any number of times. We are a member-driven site.
Exactly.
So you're going to get people's honest opinions without an agenda. Because even though we might see an agenda on ATS,
and some with,
it's a members' agenda.
And some with members' agenda.
Right, but that agenda, that's what I'm saying. But and you get so many different sides to a story, it's my opinion that ATS is just about the only place left where you can get the complete story.
Yep.
From multiple angles at that.
Yeah, Steve, you're awful quiet.
Oh, I'm an alien. I'm Googling. I don't think I'm a legal U.S. citizen. I have
me and Josh are keeping you. We're keeping you. What? You're not a legal U.S. citizen. Wait a minute. That took me aback. Why not?
I am a legal U.S. citizen.
Okay.
I think you misheard me or something.
From Alpha Centauri.
No, but see,
and Nibiru.
Trap that you don't believe in that, remember?
We're the Twilight Zone. Why aren't you a U.S. citizen?
I don't know where that came from. I never said that.
I thought that's what you said.
I said I am a legal U.S. citizen. I am not an alien.
I want to see your birth certificate.
Yeah.
I can provide one. Unlike certain other people.
He could provide it. He just didn't want to show it to people.
Now, I will say this. If I'm not mistaken, Mirthful was the only staff member to come out in support of my stance as far as this election went. And I'll give you this, Mirthful. You got a lot of heat over that, but I was cheering for you, partner.
when did I get a lot of heat? I got a lot of...
Well, it appeared to me. You handle heat a lot better than me, apparently.
Yeah,
Being from New Mexico, that might have a lot to do with it.
Well, I don't think that's really an issue. The election was a really funny time for me because I was actually quite frustrated. I mean, extremely frustrated, and it wasn't the partisanship or the media manipulations or the outcome or anything like that. My problem with the election was we have over 300 million people in this country, and those were the best people that we could come up with when this country was in its infancy, before it was even a country, when the population was measured in thousands. We were able to come up with people like Washington and Jefferson and Adams, Franklin. Giants.
I'm going to jump in there.
Absolutely giants. And now we have 300 million people, and we get pablum. A great patriot, but a man that's definitely past his prime, and then we get a blank page that aside from reading from a teleprompter can't do anything, and we're gonna find out exactly what we purchased, what we bought, because this election was bought, and I'm gonna actually enjoy the next 4 years. It's going to give me an opportunity to. Well, hone my wit even to a finer edge, so to speak.
Do you not think if the internet had been around at the start of the United States of America and ATS had been there, there would be people on it saying things like, verily, this Washington, he is a closet Catholic and we should not be voting for him? Do you not think it goes with the times?
Well, there was...
You're looking at it with rose-tinted glasses, so to speak.
They would have been called loyalists.
Loyalists, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it wouldn't... Yeah, the Catholicism wouldn't have been an issue.
A lot of them back then. There was a lot of people who didn't want...
Well, I
they
think...
They wanted to make George King. Remember? They wanted to make George Washington.
I think you're missing the point. The greatness of those men have stood the test of time based upon their letters, based upon their writings, their actions. Washington's farewell address, when he stepped down after his second term, basically plotted a course for presidents, after his, the presidents after him. And we don't have that now. people that are going to guide our future leaders by their actions. You know, nobody's
not
looking
recently.
Back.
Not recently.
Yeah, no, I you know, there haven't been the great speeches. There hasn't been the great action. The last action that most people dwell upon by a president is Nixon resigning. Well, that's not plotting a course. That's a collision with an iceberg. You know, that's the band playing as the ship goes under. And my frustration, like I said, is that we can't find the Jeffersons and the Washingtons and the Madisons and the great intellectual thinkers, and I don't think that Obama's an intellectual by any stretch.
They're still growing. They'll be around, believe me.
Can I ask a few questions, Steve?
I apologize for cutting you off there, but there's going to come a moment. The time is going to happen when these people, we the people, we're going to become the Americans. That's what the whole country's about. And they're gonna wake up. They're going to start reading the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. And those three charters of freedom are going to open their eyes. They're going to see for a change. So I don't know, maybe one out of every 10 people has read those documents. But everything that the people are complaining about, everything that everybody wants to get rid of and fix, everything that we want is put in those documents as a tool to be used. And if everybody just realizes that it's there and we just need to pull it out of the toolbox, we can make things happen. We can make it happen. They just have to try. And it's sad that people live in these in their little bubbles, because everybody's got their video games, they got their new TV shows, they've got their custom music videos and all these
rapidly
changing styles and stuff. But when it comes down to basics, you take all that away, what's left is the cornerstone of what this nation was built on. That's I don't know, maybe I'm just rambling.
No, I don't think you're rambling. Intrepid, you were going to jump in?
Yeah, a few questions. Number one, wasn't Jefferson the basis of the Democratic Party?
It depends on how you look at it, Deeks. There are those that believe the Democrats and Republicans actually switched places right about the mid-1800s. And if that's so, then no, Jefferson would have been a Republican. But if you look back at the Founding Fathers, their basic core beliefs were those of fundamental conservatism. There is no denying that, with a nice little sprinkling of liberalism, because they believed in helping their fellow man. But they also believed in strong states' rights and keeping the federal government very small, which is basically a core conservative belief.
Yeah. Which is what we have gotten. I'm Canadian and I'm talking about we. Because I have to admit that when you really think about it, as a Canadian and a member of, you know, the world, America is the strongest nation on the face of the planet. And what happens there affects everybody. And as a conservative, which I am, I'm stating again, what I have seen in the last decade is not conservatism. It is a mockery of what conservatism should be. Am I wrong?
Oh no, you're absolutely right. There hasn't been a conservative running for president. I mean, depending on who you talk to, it could be the 1988 election or the 1984 election.
I think it goes further back than that.
No, Reagan was a true conservative.
Yes.
Reagan was a true conservative. The question is whether George...
Reagan came in with some very good ideals, and what happened? He got shot because he was going to do what he thought was right, and in my opinion, right as well. But then the powers that be said, don't think I like this guy being so cavalier. Boom. And he got shot.
Well,
No, he was shot. Look, that was wild.
Was he shot because of his policies or because some wacko had a hard-on for Jodie Foster?
That's it. He had a crush on Jodie Foster. In fact, they just had a special on him on the radio today.
What about Duran Duran? What about Oswald?
The
American government is a very large entity. And
it's large.
Been taking care of itself for, in my opinion, since the 50s. And whoever steps outside of the norm, if you're not willing to work with us, you're going to get capped.
So the bureaucracy is protecting itself?
Yes.
Yes. Continuity of operations.
I have a thread on the board about that, actually. Well, I think it's time for America to take America back.
Oh, boy, here we go.
That's deep. Whoa.
Let me ask you guys something, okay, now that we're on the subject. Why is it necessary to have this polarization of America? I mean, why does everything have to be extreme right or extreme left? What happened to the moderates here? Why can't we be more centrist in our approach in government?
I think a lot of the time it is, Maria. The problem is the government in and of itself is not. I'm talking about Lockheed. I'm talking about Boeing. The guys that are going to the bank on the backs of everyday Americans.
So we're talking about corporatism then?
Yes, I think so.
You're talking military-industrial complex, aren't you?
Yep.
And you think that that's a self-sustaining organism now?
Well, America's divided right now.
Oh, I know it is.
Until it isn't, it will be status quo.
All right, so where does Obama fit into that then?
He's in there, too. He just got lucky. I mean, he was a damn good politician. He beat the Clintons, man. That, I got to tell you, I'm impressed with that. He beat the Clintons.
Yeah, but did he beat the Clintons?
Or was
he put there by design of the Clintons?
No, this was an aberration. Hillary was meant to be the next. You know, just the same old shit. He beat the Clintons, and if he doesn't play ball, I'll tell you something. He is going to get shot.
So are you saying that they're going to take him into a room and show him the film from the grassy knoll and say, that's you if you don't play along with us?
I don't even think they need to do that. I think it's already understood. I think he understood that when he didn't make Hillary his running mate. I guarantee you, if Hillary had been named the vice presidential candidate for the Democrat Party, that the outcome of the election probably would be the same, and that most likely he wouldn't have lasted 6 months in office, and she would have been elevated to the presidency. Yep. And that's exactly why he didn't name her as vice president.
Self-preservation.
Exactly.
Yep.
Wow.
He knew better.
Political conspiracy theory here. Yeah. Does this? I'm gonna throw this one even back further. This the establishment of the military-industrial complex. Then, because you've said it in a time frame of the 50s, which then brings me on to the whole NWO. Majestic 12 UFO connection thing. Are you going back that far with that, Intrepid?
That's a good question. I think the last president that actually had something to do and or say about domestic and or world policy was FDR. After that, the military-industrial complex just had too damn much power, and they dictated to the president what you are going to do. I mean, they wiped out the viable Kennedy candidates. Why didn't LBJ run twice? The MIC's running shit, man. Sorry, you're gonna have to bleep that one again.
we already have to bleep it quite a bit.
I'm gonna have to jump in here and go back a little bit and say I think all the political stuff is just BS. Honestly, none of it matters. None of it matters. If you go go back to the Charter of Freedom, the founding documents, it even mentions in there to cast aside politics, cast aside that divides us. And honestly, that's a division is intentional. They're intentionally dividing the people. They're polarizing it, as the Skeptical Lord has said in the past. They're polarizing it. You're uniting one side against the other, and if you can divide the people, it weakens them. Just like Sun Tzu would say, you know, confuse your enemy, divide them, attack when they're weak, make them think you're going to attack when they are expecting it, and all this subterfuge. You don't. Thing is people are intentionally being misled. The educational system's gone down the hill, and the politics is just the man behind the curtain, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. You need to pull it down and cast them aside and show the government that we are the people who established this government. They have no authority without us, and they've grown out of their britches, and it's time that they stick their nose in the corner.
Isn't that what happened? Conversely and almost perversely, isn't that what happened in the Soviet Union? Are we looking at the mirror image of that, where the superpower that's left is now facing the problems of the superpower that's gone, where the government has got too much and the people are going to have to stand up and actually take it back from them?
I think there is actually a very real scenario there, because the government is not listening to the people. And that's what happened 90 years ago in Russia before it became Soviet. The people had had enough. And they were going, no, you are not doing anything for me. What has the American government done for the American people in the last 40 years?
Nothing. Raised taxes and lowered our economy.
It is possible for this to happen. And I'll tell you something. You're talking about a motivated crowd, and I don't give a damn. I edited myself. I don't give a damn if you're talking about a Republican or a Democrat. I had another thread on the board about that because of the Second Amendment thing. And I'll tell you something. If you think Democrats want the Second Amendment to be massaged, you'd be wrong. They are Americans, the same as Republican are Americans, the same as Independents are Americans, and they will not give up their Second Amendment rights. And they're getting pissed off.
Yes.
So it could happen. You could see a revolution in America.
Could we see the break of the union?
Could be a civil revolution. It's going to be one. Well, it's obviously going to be the corporations versus the working class.
Bingo.
That's the way I see it.
Exactly.
No, I don't see it that way. I think if we're going to have an uprising, it's going to be with these small town militias that are run by religious zealots.
Hey, you leave my state out of this.
Which state is that? Texas?
No, I'm from Michigan.
Okay.
So you think, Maria, that it's well, that's almost the RoboCop future, isn't it? Where the corporations run the cities and the people are sort of peons, isn't it?
Well, I don't think so. I really think that if you're going to see an uprising, you're going to see people like Jim Jones, David Koresh, jump out of the woodwork. Because what happens when the populace is scared? They start and cling to their churches and to their power figures, in that sense, of faith. And that's where the scary stuff starts. That's just my two cents. I think if we're going to see anything, it's going to be in that sector.
Can I ask you a question, Maria?
Sure.
Do you not think that that's how Obama made it? I mean, aside from just voting against the Republicans, but that is exactly what Obama has promised.
What has he promised as far as religion goes? Has he promised to? Well,
himself. That sounds more like David Koresh than anything else.
No,
Obama's
no,
almost a religion. I'll back that up on Deeks. He's almost a religion unto himself with his followers.
He's iconic. He's iconic. I'll give you that much. But I think what you found with Jim Jones and with the David Koreshes of the world is that they're bringing about Armageddon, and that's what they preached. And that's why people went to them, because that was their gateway to heaven. With Obama, I think we've just got a very talented politician up there. What he brings for the next 4 years, you know, is anybody's game right there. But I really think if you're going to see an uprising, it's going to be through these small town militias as opposed to the people in general rising up against corporate America.
Well, see, the thing is, rising up against corporate America is the same thing as trying to go to war against terrorism. How the hell do you do it?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Well, hey, I have a topic. Political trolling.
Oh, God.
You can't start this topic because you are a redneck, right? You can't do it. I'm not having it. No.
Who's a redneck? Me? No.
I've labeled you on the basis of your political beliefs.
Hey, I may be from Texas, but I'm a Midwestern girl. Born and raised up in Ohio. I'm a Buckeye baby.
Okay, you're just confirming that you're a redneck. What's the point?
No, that's not West Virginia.
Whoa!
Nice. Got friends from West Virginia.
There's a lot of bad connotation to the term redneck, but the term when you get down to the base of it is that is a person that works.
Yes.
Works outside. Works hard.
Blue collar.
Redneck is not a bad term.
The redneck, actually, do you guys know where that come from? Because I can give you a real quick little history.
No, I do know.
Farmers.
No, it had to do with the mining wars. Deke knows this. There was a period. When was this, Deke? Was it the 50s?
No, I think it goes back further than that.
It might have. There was a big war between the United Mine Workers and the unions. And the actual workers was assaulting a ridge that was held by the union payoff people, and they were in some thick woods there in West Virginia. In order to identify themselves, they all tied red bandanas around their necks, and the cry went up, "Here come the rednecks," and it stuck, and it's been that way ever since.
Oh, educational and informative. I like that. That's good.
Hey, we aim to please.
Yeah.
Now, Maria, I've got a comment about political trolling, Maria, but I want to hear what you want to base that on. Well, let me hear what your basis is on political trolling, and then I'll let you know what my comment is.
Okay. Well, no, I'll tell you what bothers me on political trolling on the threads, okay, ATS political threads. You've got people that cannot hold courteous, civil, intelligent conversations without starting the name-calling and the mudslinging and up-in-arms. And that's trolling, and it's on both sides.
Okay, I'll give you that. But here's my take on this. I've been here almost 3 years now, and in 3 years I have
put up with... We haven't banned you yet?
No. It was close a couple times. I think Intrepid wanted to ban me once when I was in the war with Truth Seeker and CeCe. But
okay, we won't go there.
Is that when you were still a scholar?
I don't know what I was at that point. But now listen, in the 3 years that I've been here, I've put up with Bush being called a Nazi, jackbooted thug, a terrorist, a war criminal, you name it. And it's been left out there on the threads, and nothing's ever been done about it. Now, the question that I have is, now that Obama's our president-elect, are we going to keep P-trolling every time somebody says something against him, or does he become fair game exactly the way Bush was?
I think he's been fair game all this time. I mean, how many threads do we have out there about Obama being the Antichrist, or being born in Kenya, or being a Muslim? Or, even for that matter, people emphasizing his middle name of Hussein.
But how is him being born in Kenya or him being a Muslim an insult? I mean, I don't believe either of those. Let me just get that off from the start. But what I'm talking about, Maria, are insults. Uh-huh.
not just speculations. You know, I don't know whether Obama's not the Antichrist, for goodness sake. Or, well, okay, if he is, I'll be shocked. Let's just say that. But I'm talking about just flat-out insults. I'm talking about dragging through the mud, muck-raking insults that George Bush has had to put up with. Well, he probably hasn't put up with it because I'm guessing he's not on ATS, but, you know, you don't know. He might be. And every single one of those was not only left on the board, but it was supported wholeheartedly. And now all of a sudden, my question is that does the same standards apply to Barack Obama as the president-elect and soon to be president, or do we all of a sudden have to change because we have a liberal president?
Well, let's use a sports analogy on that and say that Bush was the man in play at the time, and Obama is going to be the man in play, and the man in play is carrying the ball, and he's likely to get fouled, but it depends on the basis of the insult that's put forward. And with Obama, there are much more broader insults that are going to get fired at him, and things that are culturally unacceptable are going to be put at him.
Agree.
Those things need to stop and need to come out of the threads. But generally, I would say he's fair game. He's the man in play.
I'd like to answer this because I think it's pertinent. Is Obama fair game? Oh, hell yeah. He was fair game the minute that he went into politics. The thing with the political trolling and such is that people seem to marry themselves to a candidate. Well, I voted for him, therefore I must defend him at every angle. And when something comes across on the board that is against the guy they voted for, they take it personally. It's not against the member. It's against your president. And I'll tell you something. Obama's going to take a lot of hits.
Nice save.
Yeah, good save.
You know, speaking on that, I might be like the opposite of that, because I voted for Bush in a second term, and I think everybody on ATS knows I'm pretty much against the Bush family. I mean, I don't hate them, but I don't think they should have been involved in politics going back to Bush Sr. with his ties and during World War II and everything. There's some involvements there that should have been looked at deeper.
No, I think the thing is you got to I don't care who you voted for. And Bob the cat doesn't care who you voted for. But you have got to take it out of your personal life that whoever you voted for isn't you. You voted for him, fine. You had a reason to vote for him. But don't take it personally when somebody else says something against the candidate.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Maria.
No, I was just going to say that's the precise point I was trying to make. Why can't we just have civil conversations and agree not to agree on political threads? There's no need for the mudslinging that goes along with it. Now, as far as Obama goes, he's fair game. That's all I'm concerned. I think that if posts are going to be removed or threads trashed, it's going to be because they don't meet the terms and conditions. And that's what we go by. So as far as I'm concerned, anytime any of us are out there modding a political thread, that's the basis we go on. It has nothing to do with any bias that any of us have. And I'm actually seeing a lot of that pop up on the boards right now.
You know why I think the people get into the mudslinging and all that is because they see the politicians doing it with the smear campaigns and the political, like, assassination type techniques that have been used, you know, like the gunboat guys and flip-flopping and all that stuff like that. That's the people see their potential leaders doing this, and then they're like, okay, well, if they're doing it, so can I.
Yeah, and people don't seem to want to differentiate between the fact that those people are doing that because they want to get into a job, and they're doing it at any cost to get into that job. whereas people on the message board talking to each other aren't doing the job and don't need to get into it.
No, I don't know about that, Neff. I think there's a lot of some members here that it actually is their job.
Well, I'd agree with you to some extent that that's been the case, and I think it still is. I do think, and I'm going to throw this open to Semper to come back at me, because I know he will anyway, there are some really sore losers on the board at the moment. People who have spat the dummy and have decided that because their candidate didn't get voted in, that they are going to try and make life as difficult as possible for everybody else solely on that basis. And I think that's just wrong.
It is wrong. It's absolutely wrong. And but it's an indication of our times. It's the way things are now. And, you know, I'm not proud of it. You know, Barack Obama was elected president. As such, if I was called to go fight for him, I would fight for him every bit as hard as I did for Reagan when I was in. You know, he becomes commander-in-chief, he becomes leader of my nation, and I will back him and I will support him. The problem is not everyone feels that way. I don't know what the answer is. You know, other than I know what our answer is, exactly what Maria said, is to just go on about our business and force the T&Cs. What I just don't want to see, and I agree with you, Neff, we can't allow race baiting or any of that other crap to come up here on the board. However, we have to have as much leniency toward Barack Obama as we did toward George Bush. If not, we're not being fair to ourselves and we're not being fair to our members.
I think you're right there. What I will say is, though, at the moment, Obama has actually done nothing in political terms that is sufficient to draw the type of criticism that Bush received after 9/11, after he blew the world's sympathy away by starting in Afghanistan and then completely going off the track. And I think this is what drove a lot of people nuts, going into Iraq, doing all of that. You know, Bush had a history, and when he started out, I don't think it was as vitriolic as it got after, you know, the end of the first term and into the second term. Then it got bad. I think that Obama needs some leeway to start off with.
May I answer that now?
Yeah, sure.
Actually, Obama has done something pretty freaking amazing. He beat the Clintons. No, I'm telling you something. That is not an easy thing to do. He beat them in their own party. I mean, that proves, number one, that he's a hell of a politician, and he knows where he's coming from. He won the presidency. Do I think he's going to be the savior of America or the doom of America? I don't think he's going to be either. If he tries to be the first, he's going to get shot. That's it. But the fact that he beat the Clintons, I think that's pretty freaking impressive.
Yeah, it's a big step. But what I'm saying is that on the stage of him being president, he hasn't done anything yet. Do you see where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
Bush made his own bed. Bush made his own bed. I would probably say that PNAC made Bush's bed for him. And he's had to lie in it, and the stick and the flack that he's got is solely down to that. If he'd have kept himself to himself, if they'd have gone into Afghanistan, not found bin Laden, and they'd have left it there, but said, we're going to carry on looking for him, I don't think Bush would have got half the flack he's got.
No, I agree. Bush's legacy will be, goddamn, shouldn't have gone into Iraq.
Yeah. Entirely.
I think Obama's as much fair game as any politician now. I mean, I can understand why we did what we did as far as the crackdown on the political stuff went. It was getting out of hand. I mean, we've talked about this before on another modcast. Now that the race is over, and I mean, when he starts making mistakes, and he's going to, there's no question. There will be, there's plenty of room for criticism and the bashing. It, I mean, as long as, the only thing I can't
I can't accept is that if they use race as the basis for their criticisms.
Oh, yeah, we have to jump on that. We can't tolerate that.
Well, here, there was a thread earlier today that I was modding about a white person. I forgot the title of the thread, but it's like, I'm white
I'm
and I can't.
I'm a white person and I can't criticize Obama.
Exactly, yes. That thread. And
I haven't read it yet, but I've seen it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there was a member on there who shall remain nameless who started complaining about people of a certain minority in her city who would block grocery aisles. And I removed the post. She had like two or three posts, this member, that was talking about grocery aisles and lines being long and people moving slowly. And she accused me of staff bias for removing posts in a race conversation or a race-based thread about grocery lines. Now, how ridiculous is that?
And I'll probably get you to use the FMO. By all means, hang me for this one, because this is staying in the modcast. There are an awful lot of petty, thin-skinned people posting on ATS at the moment that should take a step back and should know better, take a deep breath, relax before you post, and actually think about it, because there are people putting complaints in that are ridiculous at the moment.
You definitely have a point. I'm pretty sure we would all agree with that.
Yeah, we just had a member that was post-banned for spamming the complaints. Of course, that didn't do any good because you still have access to the complaints. But, Mirthful, I think you got involved in that, if I'm not mistaken.
No, actually, I didn't get involved in that one. I mean, they're still a member, right?
They're still a member. They, yeah.
They still are a member.
He has a very valid point.
That rules you and Maria out, yeah.
The other thing I would say is that for some reason people seem to think that we are supermen all of a sudden, and superwomen, Maria, I'll get that in, and that we can do everything for them, and that not only do we moderate the TNC, we're also supposedly, to these people, be able to moderate people's opinions, and that's just not going to happen.
No, not at all. Not at all. It drives me nuts every time I see a complaint pop up, so-and-so is complaining about me in a thread. And it's not really a complaint or a personal insult. It's another member stating their opinion, and the complainee just doesn't like it.
Yes. And yeah, that's what I was referring to be honest. People doing that. There is a section in the TNC about abuse of the complaint function, and that's something that we need to drive home to people, I think.
Yeah, but I mean, me speaking personally, Neff, and you come in at the same time that I did. I mean, that's been something that's been in the complaint form since I've been a moderator. I mean, and I'm sure it goes back farther than that. I mean, we've got Advisor and Mirthful here. I'm sure they could attest to it that, you know, I'll give people credit. As long as they can use the complaint form and say, I don't like this guy's opinion, and they don't take it out into the thread, I can live with that. It's when they file the complaint and say, you know, so-and-so is attacking me or whatever it may be, and all it is really a disagreement in opinion, but then they go back into the thread after the complaint, and then they start going back at the other member. And I'm not a big fan of that whole thing. And then they get upset with us because we end up off-topic one of their posts, or we have to take action against them because, you know, they've gone farther over the line than what the original complaint was about.
Well, that's another one that's come up recently, isn't it, where it's a case of this person was calling me this, that, and the other in the thread, and I've responded to them, and you've taken my post off the board. Why have you taken my post off the board and not taken theirs off? And the difference was that although what the people were saying, the poster that was complaining about it might not have liked it, it was not abusive, but the reply post to that was abusive, and that's got to come off the board.
I have a quick question here for you guys along the same lines, because I'm getting ready to run out of time. Everything that you're saying, I agree to, especially on a staff level. However, and Gal, too, I think me and you actually discussed this before, if you took all the drama off the site, guys, you're going to lose half the members.
True.
Some drama is good for everything. I mean, soap operas are popular because there's drama. And, you know, if we moderate to the point of where all the drama is removed, how much fun's it going to be?
None. Well, it won't be any fun at all.
I don't think that's the case. I don't think we moderate so heavily that there isn't some type of drama out there. I mean,
you're right. We don't. Just you, Maria. No.
Oh. Listen. Well, hey. Speaking of that, let me tell you something. There has been a few occasions recently where a couple of members have come very close to actually getting themselves permanently banned from the site. Where I've said, hey, let's just keep this person on post-ban for 72 hours until some of these warnings expire and at least preserve their membership on there. And a couple of times it's people that I really don't agree with, but we're not out to get people. We're out to preserve membership. And I know that there has been mentoring of many members out there in order to keep them in line and in order to keep them in good standing with the boards.
I think that's a good point to raise, actually. I don't think people understand, realize, or actually want to think about the fact that most of the time we are looking for ways to keep people going instead of actively removing them and removing their conversations from the board. We're looking at ways to keep them on and trying to educate them to the TNC, and yet some people refuse to do that. It leads me on to another thing, that when you have a post removed off the board, the single most stupid thing that you can do is go back into the thread and complain that you've had your post removed off the board, because your initial post was taken off for a reason, and the next post that you put on complaining about it is off topic. And if you carry on down that road, all that's going to happen is there will be a string of off-topic posts on the board while people are trying to get the message across to you that what you did in the first place was break the TNCs. That seems to be happening more often these days as well.
Yeah. I'd like to say it's something about the membership in general, and I believe I brought this up on another modcast also, is that, 90% of them get it.
Yes.
And 7 or 8% of the 10% that don't, with a little bit of talking to through UTU and, discussing things and showing them what's, where they went wrong and that sort of thing, and they come around. It is honestly a small percentage of the members that cause any problems whatsoever. And most of the time it's a one-off, right? I mean, it's one mistake. Yeah. They're not familiar with the way our forum is run because, right. I mean, seriously, as far as civility goes, we try to be a lot stricter as far as being civil towards each other and the fostering of intelligent discussion more than somebody offers an opinion and then the next 10 posts are just flame away on them. Right. And once they learn that this is the way things go here, you never come across them again.
No, 9 out of 10 of those incidents are brand new members that have been here for a month or less, and they're just not familiar with the environment. And I'd say almost a good 90% of those actually come back around and realize what they did.
Yeah, and it doesn't take much to show them that maybe 2 or 3 UTUs back and forth, so that they get a better understanding of the way things work here. And I mean, generally, any of the members that have had any lengthy interaction with any of the mods in UTU, I mean, we're pretty civil about it. I mean, even when you come back and, I mean, there's examples of members taking it very personally when we remove a post, or if we have to edit posts and remove stuff that they put into it because of either graphic nature or whatever, a TNC violation. And, They get upset with us, and they come back, and even then, I mean, we're mostly civil. I mean, we're human. I mean, it happens occasionally that we may go off a little bit, but we're generally even civil in the UTUs when the members are being hostile towards us.
Mirthful, you've been very quiet.
Oh, I'm just perusing the board as you guys carry on about this, but as you all well know, I strongly support the prophylactic use of the post ban, and have found it to be quite you're amused by the term prophylactic. That's actually the appropriate way to phrase it. It is a prophylactic application of that administrative function. Now you by post-banning someone before they can go too far and end up getting permanently banned, and maybe have a nice little U2U conversation with them, and maybe bring them back into the fold and to where they're once again ready to post within the terms and conditions is an appropriate use of that function. And members shouldn't be taken aback if it should happen, and should maybe give us a chance to explain our reasoning behind it. A somewhat prominent member just recently, I believe the night of the election was post-banned because they had gotten to the point where they were going to suffer some severe consequences if they continued posting. And once the euphoria had subsided, they returned to somewhat more civil posting. For the most part, and you know, the post ban was quickly lifted, and things are pretty much on the up and up, and it was a successful use of that, and so
I mean, reinforce the message that if you are angry or if you are really 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 cheesed off with what somebody's posted, don't post. Back away from the keyboard. Save it. Think about it a while. Come back to it an hour later or something like that.
Or send a complaint. If you absolutely have to post something, post it as a complaint where it's going to go to the staff, and you know, it'll be dealt with, and you know, I guess the important thing is you can't be warned for a complaint.
No.
That's very true.
So,
right.
So that's a good way to get that out of your system. I know Okay. some people sometimes even generate a post, and before they hit, you know, submit, they just delete the whole thing, and they feel better about it. So that's another technique that that people occasionally use.
Yep, I do that myself.
I've done that in the past before I was a moderator. I don't tend to go that far anymore now that I mod. But there's been a few times where it's unbelievable to read it, and then you just type this very vitriolic response back to it, and you stop and you read it to check for your grammar and spelling, and you go, I can't post that, but God, it felt good to type it.
Right, I think I always say this on the modcast, it's getting late here in the UK, so I'm gonna wrap things up.
You have been listening to the ATS Modcast with moderators Semper Fortis, Maria Stardust, Mirthful Me, Gauto, Intrepid, Advisor, and Nephemore. The opinions and views expressed in this modcast are those of the individual moderators and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management of PuffTopSecret.com.